You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross. I'm joined by Kate Lochte, and on the phone we have the Executive Director of the Kentucky Association for Environmental Education, Ashley Hoffman. Ashley, thank you for being on Sounds Good today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Ashley, this is Kate. Tell us a little bit about your background and how you came to direct this important entity in Kentucky.
Well, I actually haven't lived in Kentucky very long. We moved here about 3 years ago when my husband became a farm bill biologist for West Kentucky. And at that time, I applied for and obtained the executive director position with KAEE. And before that, I was a fisheries biologist at the University of Florida, and that's where I completed my bachelor's in wildlife ecology.
I read today in the Huff Post that environmental education is part of the movement of bipartisanship in Congress with bipartisan support for the No Child Left Inside Act of 2013.
Yes. That's something that just got reintroduced, I believe, and it's really important. Basically, what we're trying to do is to ensure that all kids are graduating with some level of environmental literacy, and basically environmental education is really important. It doesn't advocate a particular viewpoint or course of action. What it is it's learner-centered. It teaches students how to think, not what to think. And so our job is to provide students with opportunities to construct their own understanding through hands-on investigation and provide them with the critical thinking skills they need to make these informed decisions about these complex environmental issues. So it's interdisciplinary. It can be taught across any discipline from science, math, to language arts, or physical education. And that's what the No Child Left Inside Act is really trying to get at, is that we need to be incorporating this in all aspects of the classroom, not just in the science.
I don't know its details, but words like encouraging, does that include funding?
The No Child Left Inside Act?
Uh-huh.
Well, there's been talk that there would be some funding for states who have developed an environmental literacy plan. There would be some funding to implement that plan. And so several of the states, including Kentucky, have already worked to develop that plan. So we have one in Kentucky, and it's in the implementation phase. So if that funding were to come through, we would be able to implement that plan fully in the state of Kentucky, which means that all students who graduate high school should have some level of environmental literacy, which basically means an understanding of these some of the complex environmental issues in the state and some of the systems that go on in the environment.
Now, you have open enrollment now for the Environmental Education Conference at Lake Barkley, September 13th and 14th. Would you tell us about that conference and its goal?
Sure. The conference, this is actually our 37th annual conference. It moves around the state every year. This is the first time it's been in Western Kentucky in a long time, simply because we had been keeping it pretty central in the state. But we've decided recently to move it back to the far east and far west of the state. So basically the conference has a number of presenters from different agencies and organizations across the state, and their goal is to provide professional development to educators. So we have members composed of K-12 teachers, university faculty, government and agency personnel, business and industry representatives, and non-formal educators as well, such as park naturalists, folks that teach out of the classroom, basically. And so those, we usually have about 150 to 200 people come out to the conference each year to take part in these concurrent sessions, as well as we have some pre-conference workshops that start on Thursday and a number of off-site sessions that will be going around Lake Barkley and the Land Between the Lakes area.
Describe those. Some of them sound really fun.
Yeah, so Thursday's workshop, we have Project Archaeology, which is a national curriculum that uses archaeological inquiry to foster understanding of past and present cultures. And it's going to use a curriculum as a vehicle to teach science, math, history, social studies, arts, language arts, and higher level thinking skills, and highlight some of Kentucky's prehistoric cultures and how they link to these environmental topics. And then we also have a nature lab, which is kind of like an abbreviated Master Naturalist program, if you've ever heard of those, but it's designed to deepen and broaden the participants' knowledge on the topics that are covered in the workshop, such as fundamentals of stewardship and conservation, basic ecological concepts, watersheds, water quality, aquatic life, geology, and soil. And then we have a workshop on early childhood, which includes two different curriculum guides, one from Growing Up Wild and one from Project Learning Tree. And these are geared towards children ages 3 to 7 and really kind of builds on that early introduction to their senses and providing them with an introduction to nature and wildlife and the world around them.
Ashley, the Kentucky Association for Environmental Education is one of the oldest associations supporting environmental education and the first affiliate of the North American Association for Environmental Education. As its director, give Kentucky schools a report card now in terms of including environmental education in the classroom.
Well, there's a number of ways to do that, and that's kind of our role in the state, is to provide teachers with that training, with that professional development on how to incorporate this in their classroom. We have, you know, a number of folks have never done environmental education, don't really know how to utilize the classroom outside or outside of the classroom or anything like that. So KAE and NAAWE, we provide a number, NAAWE being the North American Association for Environmental Education. Sorry for the acronym. We provide a number of different curricula that teachers can use. We do workshops on these. So we mentioned a couple in the pre-conference workshops, such as Project Archaeology and Project Learning Tree. There's anything from, you know, there's Project WET, which focuses on water quality resources. There's Underground, which focuses on cave and karst systems. There's Project Wild, which focuses on wildlife. And any of these curriculums, you, as a teacher, you can attend a workshop anywhere. They have them all over the state, and a lot of the universities have them as well. And you can attend these workshops to get trained to use these curricula. There's also a Center for Environmental Education at all of the major universities in Kentucky, which is a huge thing. It's not something that we have in any other state. And these centers provide environmental education endorsements that teachers can get in addition to their teaching certificate so that they are trained in how to do environmental education with their students.
Well, let me rephrase my original question. An overview would tell you I'm asking you if there is an overview that tells you how many Kentucky schools actually integrate environmental education in the classroom. Is there a way of getting to that number?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, we actually have two green schools programs in Kentucky and could tell you how many, I don't have that number off the top of my head, but we could tell you how many green schools there are. At least three of those green schools have received national recognition from the Green Ribbon Schools program. And basically what it means to be a green school is that these schools have incorporated environmental education into all aspects of the school. They've done investigations on how they can become a greener school, addressing things like water in energy, the school grounds, waste reduction, and all of these things. And beyond that, that's about the only statistical numbers we probably have on who's using environmental education. We do know how many teachers are being trained in some of these projects each year and how many schools are registered with these Green Schools programs. So.
Share those numbers with us.
Well, I don't have them right off the top of my head.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to put you on the spot. I am just thinking that our listeners might like to know to what extent the Kentucky Department of Education prioritizes environmental education. Is that might be an indication as well.
Well, that's a great question. The Kentucky Department of Environmental Education has actually been actively involved in the development of the Kentucky Environmental Literacy Plan. One of the KDE staff members has been a part of the plan from the beginning and has been involved in all aspects of implementing that as well. So they're very involved. We actually have in Kentucky a state agency for environmental education as well, and that's the Kentucky Environmental Education Council. And so they've really been spearheading this environmental literacy plan with Kentucky Department of Education. And that person with KDE that has been involved in all this is Sean Elkins.
And I suppose that we could see that literacy plan online someplace.
Yes, you can. It's actually on the KEEC website, and the address for that is keec.ky.gov. And then the actual plan is on that page there.
Okay. I think we've got some specifics nailed down for our listeners. Let's go back to this enrolling for the Environmental Education Conference at Lake Barkley, September 13th and 14th. What does one do to attend, and is there a cost?
Yes, there is a cost. It varies depending on whether you attend 1 or 2 days or any of the pre-conference workshops. The standard professional rate is $160 if you register before August 16th, which is our early bird registration deadline. We also have student rates, which are $65, retired rates, and then we have rates for children as well because we are a family-friendly conference, so we definitely have an entire conference strand for children as well. So you can find all of those rates on our website at www.kaee.org/conference.
Ashley,
and
thank
that's where you register.
Great. We appreciate the information and the work you do, and thank you for being with us today.
Well, thank you for having us.
Ashley Hoffman is Executive Director of the Kentucky Association for Environmental Education.